Hi, I'm Ryan Dawson, and this is another one of my chalkboard videos. This one is on the simplicity of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It's very easy to understand. Israel is a fascist apartheid regime setting up racial colonies in the West Bank. There's no way around it. It's a very easy issue. First, we have a Palestinian family living in the West Bank in a modest home. The Israelis, under any pretext they want, come in their bulldozers with their army and smash the house down. Then, using the IDF, force the Palestinians to go live in a refugee camp. Regular civilian Palestinian home, not terrorists, these are just people living in the West Bank. Their house is demolished by bulldozers, and then those people are forced to go live in a refugee camp. On the ashes of where the Palestinian homes used to be, the Israeli government, using money from America, builds Jewish-only colonies. They build homes for Jews and only Jews for free. They use American tax money to put it in, and then the settlers come and live in these homes. And these homes are protected by an apartheid wall with armed guards. This is all in the West Bank, not in Israel. This is in Palestine. What can be more clear than that? Palestinians live in the homes, Israelis demolish the homes, force them to leave, and then they build their own homes, which by law only Jews can live in, and they are subsidized by the American taxpayers and the Israelis. This is not a difficult issue at all. Israel is building racial colonies by force in the West Bank and brutalizing the Gaza Strip on a daily basis. They have demolished the homes of Palestinian civilians. Then they have built homes for Jews and Jews only using money from the United States, both from the U.S. government and from Christian churches. Zionist Christian churches are investing billions of dollars in the defense industries involved in the occupation. The reason it is beneficial for the United States to support the Israel